The setting sun cast long rays over the scurrying commuters, tired and grim-faced, women loaded down with bundles and packages, students swarming home from the university, mixing with clerks and businessmen and drab secretaries. He stopped his Packard for a red light and then started it up again. The store had been open without him. He'd arrived just in time to spell the help for dinner, go over the records of the day, maybe even close a couple of sales himself. He drove slowly past the small square of green in the center of the street, the town park. There were no parking places in front of Lois TV Sales and Service. He cursed under his breath and swung the car in a U-turn. Again he passed the little square of green with its lonely drinking fountain and bench and single lamp post. From the lamp post, something was hanging. A shapeless, dark bundle, swinging a little with the wind, like a dummy of some sort. Lois rolled down his window and peered out. What the hell was it? A display of some kind? Sometimes the Chamber of Commerce put up displays in the square. Again he made a U-turn and brought his car around. He passed the park and concentrated on the dark bundle. It wasn't a dummy. And if it was a display, it was a strange kind. The hackles on his neck rose, and he swallowed uneasily. Sweat slid out on his face and hands. It was a body. A human body.
Look at it, Lois snapped.
Come on out here! Don Ferguson came slowly out of the store, buttoning his pinstripe coat with dignity.
This is a big deal, Ed. I can't just leave the guy standing there.
See it? Ed pointed into the gathering gloom. The lamp post jutted up against the sky, the post and the bundle swinging from it.
There it is! How the hell long has it been there?
His voice rose excitedly.
What's wrong with everybody? They just walk on past.
Don Ferguson lit a cigarette slowly. Take it easy, old man. There must be a good reason or it wouldn't be there.
A reason? What kind of a reason?
Ferguson shrugged. Like the time the Traffic Safety Council put that wrecked Buick there. Some sort of civic thing, how would I know? Jack Potter from the shoe shop joined them. What's up, boys?
There's a body hanging from the lamppost, Lois said. I'm going to call the cops.
They must know about it, Potter said, or otherwise it wouldn't be there.
I gotta get back in. Ferguson headed back into the store. Business before pleasure.
Lois began to get hysterical.
You see it? You see it hanging there? A man's body. A dead man.
Sure, Ed. I saw it this afternoon when I went out for coffee.
You mean it's been there all afternoon?
Sure. What's the matter?
Potter glanced at his watch.
Have to run. See you later, Ed.
Potter hurried off, joining the flow of people moving along the sidewalk. Men and women, passing by the park. A few glanced up curiously at the dark bundle, and then went on. Nobody stopped. Nobody paid any attention.
I'm going nuts, Lois whispered.
He made his way to the curb and crossed out into traffic, among the cars. Horns honked angrily at him. He gained the curb and stepped up onto the little square of green. The man had been middle-aged. His clothing was ripped and torn, a gray suit, splashed and caked with dried mud. A stranger.
Lois had never seen him before.
Not a local man. His face was partly turned away, and in the evening wind he spun a little, turning gently, silently. His skin was gouged and cut, red gashes, deep scratches of congealed blood. A pair of steel-rimmed glasses hung from one ear, dangling foolishly. His eyes bulged. His mouth was open, tongue thick and ugly blue.
For heaven's sake, Lois muttered,
sickened. He pushed down his nausea and made his way back to the sidewalk. He was shaking all over, with revulsion and fear.
Why? Who was the man? Why was he hanging there? What did it mean? And why didn't anybody...